Christian believer, our Creator, Savior, and Lord hath ordained a personal cross for each of us Christian believers to bear. Have you ever given any thought at all to that important facet of a Christian's life on earth? Well, please give apt attention to it now as missionary Richard Yerby in Japan preaches his sermon, Following Jesus, Bearing One's Own Cross.
Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. In my previous sermon, I read in Mark chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus admonishing his disciples thus wise, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." When he calls upon us Christian believers to take up our cross and follow him, do keep in mind that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, as he promises us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. My fellow Christian believer, the cross that your Savior has ordained for you personally to bear is far much lighter than any other undertaking that you will endeavor in opposition to total obedience to following Jesus Christ wholly, which will include bearing your personal cross. Not only is bearing one's own Christ-ordained cross the lightest burden that any person can possibly bear throughout his or her ever so brief earthly journey to their eternal abode, but also bearing that cross brings the greatest fulfillment and the deepest, richest joy that any person can possibly experience during their life on earth. How happy are the saints above who once went sorrowing here, but now they taste unmingled love and joy without a tear. My Christian friend, though presently there is pain, misery, and much sorrow mingled with God's love and joy that comes to me as I bear my personal cross, following my Savior on my earthly journey straight to the judgment seat of Christ and into heaven, I find that no pleasure in this sinful world could possibly come close to matching Jesus' close presence and his love and joy that constantly overflows from my heart as I gladly bear my cross for Christ, who in my stead drank the bitter dregs of the cup of the eternal death sentence that was upon me. Sinful rebel, you cannot escape the reality of sin. And no matter how intensely desirous you are to ignore the definite, inevitable Bible truth stated in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 15, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Right now, look around you. at the many pitiful, miserable souls addicted to various vices, observing them honestly with no bias, your eyes can readily see those vices destroying the minds and bodies of the users, bringing on early death. Truly, but the way of the transgressors is hard, as your Creator God and soon coming Judge solemnly warns you in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Now, the first part of that verse states that good understanding giveth favor. By all means, right now, please pray the following to your Creator God. Abba, Father in heaven, my Creator God, please save me from the foolishness of living the hard life of a rebellious transgressor against thee, soon to reap the wages of eternal hell fire that will come upon me if I die in my sinful, lost, and undone state. Please give me good, clear understanding of my present state in thy divine eyesight. Also, please teach me convincingly that God the Son, the God-man Jesus Christ, loved me with the greatest love that exists, in that he took my sin punishment of death in my place on the cross, and that if I will repent to God and trust in God the Savior Jesus Christ to save me from going to hell, that thou wilt graciously save me. Amen. It thrills my heart beyond description to daily bear my cross here in Japan, standing out in public, preaching the saving gospel of Jesus Christ, lifting high God's Savior for all mankind in front of the populous race of Japanese Buddhist and Shintoist idol worshipers, lost and undone in deep spiritual darkness and gross misery of soul, with suicides increasing, especially among teenage Japanese. Please intercede with me for their salvation. The consecrated cross I'll bear, till death shall set me free, and then go home my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me. About 9 p.m. on a chilly October night in 1980, my phone rang in my house in Matsuda, Japan. I answered it to hear a young Japanese lady sobbing, heaving deep sobs. Help me. I need help. I want to come to your house to talk to you. I knew nothing about her until now, but steadily learned bits and pieces about her. She lives with her 5-year-old daughter in an old, cheap row house town housing project about 2/3 of a mile from my house. Talking to me tonight and once more later on, she never speaks of her daughter's father. This evening, she had invited 3 or so friends of her age to her tiny apartment in an attempt to have some fun together. Drinking liquor together was the main fun event. She trying to drown her sorrows. But instead, as the alcohol took effect on her, she broke down sobbing over her troubles, drowning out the party spirit instead of drowning her troubles. Her young adult friends felt bad about the situation and, knowing nothing else to do, suggested that she call the missionary. She insisted on coming to my house and drove that 2/3 of a mile as a drunken driver. Truly, the way of the transgressors is hard and ever so miserable. Please read the remainder of her story in my Missionary Story, 1980-3. It is on my website, christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes. Christ-is-all.us. Upon the crystal pavement down at Jesus' pierced feet, joyful I'll cast my golden crown and his dear name repeat. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Our Father who art in heaven, we present day shy, timid, cowardly, lukewarm Laodicean Christians ever so readily shrink back from the shame of bearing our personal cross in front of the eyes of this exceedingly sinful end-time human race. Please instill within each of us a full knowledge of the glorious heavenly joy that is soon to follow, if only we will now faithfully bear our cross for thee. Amen.
Take up thy cross and follow me. I heard my master say, I gave my life to ransom thee. Surrender your all today. He drew me closer to his side. I sought his will to know, and in that will I now abide. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever he leads, I'll go. It may be through the shadows dim, or o'er the stormy sea, I take my cross and follow him. Wherever he leadeth me, my heart, my life, my all I bring to Christ who loves me so. He is my master, Lord, and King. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Wherever he leads, I'll go. wherever he leads, I'll go. I'll follow my Christ who loves me so. Wherever he leads, I'll go.